This week, KMUD News is holding our Meet the Candidate series, where we are featuring interviews with those running for Eureka City Council. In Ward 2, incumbent Katie Moulton and her challenger, Kenny Carswell, currently employed by Security National as a project manager. And in Ward 4, incumbent Scott Bauer and his challenger, Thavisak Lucky Simpenthong, local business owner of Lucky Star Realty and the Eureka Skate Shop. Each candidate was given 15 minutes to share their platforms, and all were asked the same questions. For the incumbents, we asked them to highlight their accomplishments during their time in office, while challengers were asked what inspired them to run. We're presenting the candidates in reverse alphabetical order by last name, offering you a comprehensive look at their priorities and vision for Eureka's future. Tonight, we'll feature Katie Moulton of Ward 2. On Wednesday, we'll feature Kenny Carswell, also running for Ward 2. Thursday, Thavisak Lucky Simpenthong, Ward 4. And on Friday, Scott Bauer, the 4th Ward incumbent. Starting the clock, Katie, if you want to begin by introducing yourself.
Hi, my name is Katie Moulton. I'm seeking re-election to represent Eureka's 2nd Ward. It's been an honor to serve the folks up here on the high ground since 2020, but there is so much work to do.
Reflecting on your time in office, what accomplishments are you most proud of during your tenure representing Ward 2?
Thank you for that question. I sometimes get tied up when there's so many things to talk about at once. But I've kind of categorized my first term accomplishments into a few different categories, because a lot of the work that I'm most proud of is stuff that I didn't necessarily lead. It wasn't me who made it happen. But I can start out with some of the things that I took a leadership role on. First, the big topic up here in the 2nd Ward is for sure the Jacobs campus and what's going to happen there, what's happening with Eureka City Schools, all of the different nuances of the zoning of the property, of Measure F. When I moved in, it was still a big problem. It was still a rotting husk of a building when I moved into the ward. And, you know, the folks up here have been dealing with this situation for so long that I've been really working to make sure that we keep our seat at the table when you're talking about a state agency and another state agency or a big company having control of what happens right in the middle of our neighborhood. It takes some work to make sure that the people of the 2nd Ward, you know, the folks who live on Allard, the families of Alice Burney Elementary, get to have their say in that. Another big thing that I'm proud of was I initiated the process of creating an effective citizen oversight board for the Eureka Police Department. It's our city's biggest department. And I realized that you know, something happened and I had some questions about it. I wanted to find out what our Citizen Oversight Board had to say about it. And then I learned that we didn't really have one. What we had before was basically a marketing tool. It was a messaging tool under the control of the chief of police, and that's not citizen oversight. So I initiated the process of creating the Citizen Oversight on Police Practices Board, engaging an independent police auditor. And now we have this board made up of citizens, and there's only one former police officer or police employee that's allowed to be on the 5-person board. And that's just for reference on best police practices. But then this board is reviewing not only incidents and complaints from EPD, but also their practices from the ground up. They're digging through the rule book. And on top of that, they're meeting quarterly with representatives with community groups that represent traditionally underserved parts of our community. So they're meeting with, say, Black Humboldt or Central del Pueblo. They're meeting with Humboldt Pride. They're meeting with some of the tribal governments to make sure that the perspectives of some folks who might have traditionally been underserved or even treated poorly by the police have their voice heard in that whole process. And then on a sort of lighter note, I had the privilege of helping to restoke the relationship with Kamisu, our sister city in Japan, getting some local, it sort of like faltered off for a while, getting some local kids and pen pals going. There's now a club and some fundraisers, and it's not a government program necessarily, but it's a government to government relationship. There's no money coming from the city going there, but there are now community members working through the city to make these cross-Pacific connections. In addition to that, I serve on boards and commissions. I serve on the Humboldt Bay Fire Board of Directors, the joint powers authority between the city of Eureka and the fire district is just 8 years old, and that agreement hasn't been adjusted or looked at since it started. Basically, they started, set up this whole big structure best they could, and we're at the point now where we are looking at, how it actually works, how everything actually shook out. I had the pleasure of being on the personnel committee and interviewing and hiring our new chief of fire, our new fire chief, Chief Citro. I'm looking forward to the work that he does. He has a really great perspective on the fire department as a public safety organization. I don't want to get into too much details, but he's got a lot of good ideas I'm excited about. I also serve on a committee with the Eureka City Schools, creating collaborations between the city and the schools, lots of facilities sharing, resource sharing, stuff like that. How can we help, the kids in the schools? How can the schools help the community that the kids live in? I also serve on a committee with the Chamber of Commerce and looking for connections with the local business community and keeping that communication line open, which is so very important. We work together on a lot of stuff, especially things like security resources, disaster preparedness, public events. And then I just want to touch on a few things that are really more like whole council. I am so pleased to be a part of Team Eureka. My background is in homeless outreach. When I came to Humboldt County in 2003, as a very young adult, I decided I wanted to settle here. And my first job was community health outreach worker. And I was, crawling under bridges looking for teenagers that needed a ride to the food bank. And I saw firsthand what it looks like when desperation takes a hold and when people really sort of fall through the cracks. And what Eureka is doing to address those problems from so many different angles, I'm very happy to have been able to push that as a priority along with my fellow council members for years through different levels of strategic visioning and to, approve all of these grant applications and these program applications. And now the city has Uplift and CAPE and the CSET program, and they're creating this line from desperate to employed and in a house. And there's many, many, many steps and many supports that happen all through there. And the city's working to weave all of those together and all of the resources because we are the big city around here. We are the big city for this entire county. We're not a big city and we don't have big city resources, but we're having to perform these functions that a big city does. And I think Eureka is doing that well. And in fact, the League of California Cities gave Eureka the Helen Putnam Award for Creative Solutions to Homelessness a few years ago. And that was a really proud moment. I also, we've been working on developing affordable housing all over town. The rental market, the housing market is so tight. I have constituents here in the second ward that are living two and three families to a house, not necessarily because they can't afford a house, but because there simply isn't one available. We need to be doing everything on the city side we can to encourage development, as well as doing development ourselves, plus events, Friday Night Market, Arts Alive, the Redwood Skywalk. There's so much great stuff going on with the city. I'm glad to be a part of a team that I tend to agree with, and we tend to be pushing in the same direction towards a walkable, safe city that people are proud to live in and happy to call home.
What are the top five issues you want to continue to focus on? Are any of them specific to Ward 2? And how are you better fit than your opponent?
Well, I think the number one issue in the second ward is going to be Jacobs, the Jacobs campus, and what happens there for a little while. And I could go into so much detail about what's actually happening and what is possible there. But the most important thing I can be doing right now is keeping our seat at the table and making sure that the people of the second ward play a part in this process. I think I am a good fit for that task because I have been doing it and because I see where the doors can close, you know, where we can be pushed out of the process. And I want to make sure that I'm keeping those doors open because the folks who have spent their life savings to buy their one and only family home, like I have here in the second ward, we deserve a bit of say about what's going to happen here in our neighborhood. On that line, affordable housing is a big issue for everybody everywhere around town. We need more rentals. We need more opportunities to buy. And along with that, we need a city that is walkable with safe bike and pedestrian routes, as well as actually useful public transportation. Right now, the housing element of the general plan includes many projects that come with funding and that come with funding specifically for public transportation improvements. So when we're talking about building condos or townhouses or apartments, we're also talking about increasing or improving the public transportation around those areas to make sure that those folks can get, you know, to school, they can get to work. We need public transportation. I guess we're making a list there. Public transportation is another one. And a lot of the That we're in this weird trap where no one rides the public transportation because it's not useful. And we can't expand it or make more routes or add more, add longer time into the transportation day because no one's riding it. So we need to be finding these grant funds, finding these ways to improve our transportation connectivity and to get money to bolster that service so that people can ride it. So that it's not, you know, what you do if you have to because you can't afford a car, but it's something, you know, it can be how you get home from the bar on Saturday night because it's, you know, it's not safe to drive when you've been drinking. Another need is going to be public safety. You know, Eureka's, like I said, we serve the role of a big city, and sometimes we have those big city problems. We need EPD to be fully staffed and fully funded, but we also need them to be fully trained, not only in, you know, proper ways to do traditional police work, but in crisis intervention. We have a clinician on staff. We have folks who are whose whole job is to come in when the right answer to the situation is not someone with a weapon. And EPD has those tools and they're spreading those trainings around. And now, because of what happened to Cal Poly Humboldt, we've found that EPD is working with other departments that are not as well trained. And EPD is starting, there's a recommendation from our independent police auditor to have EPD start training those other departments. So we're spreading that knowledge base and those skills around the county to make our police departments more like effective at actually solving problems. And you know, we need to keep after our citizen oversight. Our biggest department needs to be fully accountable as well. We also need a better quality of life. You know, we need safer parks, safer and safer park. We can't have a patrol car on every street. Parks are made safer by block parties and little league and festivals and people out walking their dogs. And that's what we need, people out and about enjoying the community. And that is how we get community pride and public safety on top of that. We also need a strong local economy with good jobs. There's industries moving into the area, and there's ways that local governments can be working sort of up and around to make sure that some of the benefits of those industries, like wind energy, like the development of the fire academy at CR, the city can be working to make sure that some of those benefits, not only financial, but like resource benefits, people benefits, come to the area. So that it's our kids that get those jobs and that they're good jobs when they get here.
Our final question relates to Measure F, the citizen initiative to amend Eureka's general plan as it pertains to city-owned parking lots. Can you share your thoughts on this measure? Do you support it? Why or why not?
I have been a vocal opponent of Measure F for a variety of reasons. The city has developed a thorough and thoughtful housing element to the general plan that is approved by the state. Eureka has been awarded the designation of a pro-housing designation. And this Measure F is a deliberate wrench in the works to stop that from going forward. It's like a decade-long process figuring out how to get affordable housing. And it starts at market rate and goes all the way down to affordable. And it's hard to describe. It's confusing on purpose, and it will strictly, specifically mess up the Jacobs campus for until someone else comes along with $1 million to fund another budget initiative or a ballot initiative to undo the mess that Measure F will do.
And in the last 10 seconds we have here, if you want to share your closing remarks to Ward 2 voters.
I am running to represent the people of the Second Ward because I moved here on purpose and I like being here. I love my neighbors. I love this vibrant little chunk of our community, and I'm very happy to represent them.
Again, that was Katie Moulton, who was running for re-election in Eureka's Second Ward, a diverse district located in the northern part of the city. It includes a mix of residential neighborhoods, commercial areas, and community spaces. The ward encompasses parts of Old Town, which features historic architecture, small businesses, and waterfront areas, as well as newer developments and important city landmarks. Ward 2 is known for its active community engagement and is home to a wide range of residents, from long-term homeowners to renters. It faces a variety of local issues, including housing, economic development, and infrastructure improvements, making it a focal point for many of the city's discussions on growth and revitalization. You can join us tomorrow evening, Wednesday, September 25th, to hear from her challenger, Kenny Carswell, also bidding for the seat of Ward 2.